This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India and the US today announced a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on Indian goods. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agriculture products. In a social media post, the Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership. He said it strengthens Make in India by opening new opportunities for India's hard-working farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startup innovators, fishermen and more. Mr. Modi said it will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters. BJP President Nitin Naveen said that the India-US economic engagement has taken a decisive step forward with the framework for an interim trade agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the framework for an interim agreement will realize a mutually beneficial India-US trade partnership. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the framework will ensure greater market access and opportunities for Indian exporters. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has hailed the India-US trade interim trade agreement, saying that it provides full protection to Indian farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that farmers have been secured in production of dairy products, grains and vegetables. He added that the interest of farmers is of paramount importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed on a two-day official visit to Malaysia. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that his discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim will focus on advancing cooperation in defence and security, strengthening economic and innovation linkages, and expanding collaboration in emerging areas of mutual interest. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will attend a community event titled Salamat Datang Modi Ji in Kuala Lumpur this evening. Around 15,000 members of the Indian diaspora are expected to participate in the event. The diaspora program will be jointly addressed by Prime Minister Modi and Malaysian Prime Minister Ibrahim, reflecting the growing warmth and depth of bilateral relations between the two nations. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the Bastar Pandum Festival at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. Addressing the inaugural program, the president said that the people of Bastar live life like a celebration. She added that through the Bastar Pandum Festival, the country and the world get a glimpse of the rich tribal culture of the Bastar region. Chhattisgarh Governor Ramin Deka and Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai were also present on the occasion. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Raipur this evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will review the internal security situation and left-wing extremism in the state and will also participate in various programs in Raipur and Jagdalpur. According to the scheduled program, Mr. Shah will hold an important meeting with senior officials in Raipur this evening, during which various administrative and security-related issues concerning the state will be discussed. Tomorrow, on the 8th of February, Mr. Shah will chair a high-level security meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur. Moving on to sports, the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The opening match between Pakistan and the Netherlands is underway at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. The second match will be played between the West Indies and Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 3 p.m, while defending champions India will begin their campaign later at 7 this evening, facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The BCCI have announced a total cash award of 7.5 crore rupees for the under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup winning team, technical staff and the selection committee. India beat England by 100 runs to win the ICC under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup final at the Harare Sports Club in Harare yesterday, claiming a record-extending sixth under-19 World Cup crown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.